The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
8:40 on this Friday morning. We're almost a month into the school year already. I can't believe it. Joining us right now is the superintendent of Marysville Public Schools, Tracy Eschenberg. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, how's the school year starting in Viking country?
It's been great. It has been a wonderful start to the school year. Our students are doing well. The weather's been perfect for back to school and fall sports. And we're fully staffed and just a great start to the year.
That sounds like a good start. And right before the start of the school year back in August, the bond asking passed. And that's a big deal for the district, isn't it?
It was. We are just so fortunate to have a community that supports our schools the way that they do, and we're grateful for that support. And that was the first step, is getting the support of our community to pass the bond. Now we're into the next phase, which is the planning and design phase, and people will start to hear more about that. We're looking forward to providing quarterly updates to our board, our staff, our families, community, on what the progress looks like. But they'll definitely see a lot happening next summer around the district to improve our facilities.
Yeah, just in general terms, what are some of the things you'll be able to do with that bond money?
So at the elementary level, we're going to be doing some building upgrades, particularly in the libraries, media centers, playgrounds. We have a lot of safety and security enhancements, upgraded fire alarms, doors, windows, things of that nature. And then site improvements, parking lots, and some of our athletic facility improvements. So really touching across the district. It's going to be a little over a two-year project to get all of the work accomplished that the voters approved, but they'll definitely start to see the outcomes by the end of next summer.
You mentioned the start of the school year. You're fully staffed, and that's a big deal, because that's not been easy for any school district to do in recent years, has it?
Absolutely. Last night at our board meeting, we were able to honor and recognize our retiring middle school principal, Jay Schultz. After spending 10 years as the principal of the middle school, he decided this summer that this was it and he was retiring. And so that made for a bit of a crunch in August to make some changes there. And we were really excited to welcome Dr. Alexandra Jowett to the middle school principal role. She had been acting as our high school assistant principal, so now she's our middle school principal. And then all that domino effect, we were able to bring up Mr. Jim Cotone, who'd been a high school teacher. I think that anyone in Marysville that's had a student go through the high school knows Mr. Cotone, and he's now our high school assistant principal. So all of those things, we were thrilled to find some great new teachers to bring to our schools as well, and paraprofessionals across the board. All of our staffing positions are fully filled.
You had a change on the school board too itself, didn't you?
We did. Amanda Bush, who many know as a former teacher in the district, and she had been on our school board, and she decided to return to us as a teacher. So we still have Amanda's part of our team in the district, but that did give us a board vacancy. And Barry Kreiner, who had previously served on the board, has agreed to fill that for us until that next board election.
Very good. So the school year is off and running, and here we are a month into it already.
I know. It's hard to believe. Yeah. We're coming up on homecoming in a couple of weeks, and that's always an exciting time of the year as well. And we're doing some new things with that this year. We'll see some changes a little bit with our parade and our pep assembly, and just more ways to get our students involved and excited about being part of the Viking country.
We heard in the news a few minutes ago that the state has not signed off, but it looks like there's an agreement in place on a state budget, which I know that you and other administrators have been sitting around on pins and needles waiting for that, right?
We sure have. So generally we get our school aid budget before July 1st, and that's when school districts have to have their budgets approved for the coming years, July 1. And so this July to September time has been pretty stressful for all local districts in figuring out what is the state going to do for our budget so that we can plan properly. So it's quite a relief to know that we're not going to face a government shutdown next week, which is huge for all of our government agencies, especially schools. And now we're just waiting to see what those details look like, and hopefully it's all positive to continue the great programs that we have for our kids.
We were talking off the air about the free school lunch program. That was a big concern for a lot of schools, wasn't it?
Absolutely. So we've been very blessed to have that support from the state to make sure that all of our students can receive free meals for breakfast and lunch each day that they're in school. And that was one of those things that we weren't sure if that was going to continue. Sounds like that is going to be part of this budget. I'm waiting to see all those details, but that'll be a big relief for our families as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's to the start of a great school year in Marysville and elsewhere. Appreciate you coming in this morning, Tracy.
Thank you.
Tracy Eschenberg, the superintendent of Marysville Schools with us on WPHM as we check weather real quick.